So again, we saw, again, we'll just do a quick summary of that, all of the details. But again, in terms of the basic issue that we've been dealing with, was the Gemara had a suffix on Zayin and Beis about whether when we figure out the calculations of paying Idis, is it Shalohim b'Shalohim Shamin, or is it b'Shalohim Shamin? And Rabbi Abba came along and said, obviously, it's b'Shaloh, that's the simplest pshat in the pasuk, made of Sadehu, is referring to the Mazik's own property. The Gemara asked the Kasha from a Braisa. But the Braisa has a case of Baininus. The Braisa has a case of Baininus and Ziburis. And the Braisa says, what? And who collects from the Baininus?
Which case?
Bachov and Nizah collect from Baininus, and the Isha collects from Ziboris.
These acronyms.
So the Gemara says, what do you see from this? It must be that you're doing it, that the whatever's taking place is the calculation is Bishal Olam. Because if it was Bishalo, then the Baininus should turn into Idis, because that's his best property. The Nizak would get from that. Then we now it's a case of Idis and Ziboris, and we know what that then is, because that's explicit in the Braisa. When you have Idis and Ziboris, the Nizak gets from the Idis, and the Bachlob and the Ksubas Isha get from Ziboris. Good. That was the kasha that the Gemara asks on Rabbi Abba, and then the Gemara suggested an answer that it's not a problem because we're dealing with the situation where he had Idis and he sold it. At the time of the Halva'a, at the time when the Shibud, right, the connection, the lien, took place, because that's when the loan happened, the Baal Chov had the person who asked, the borrower, had a piece of Idis land. Therefore, the lender at that moment already has rights to the Baininus. So if he sells it subsequently, now it's time to collect. The Baal Chov retains his connection to the Baininus. At that point, we're okay with Rabbi Abba saying that it is Bishavon. Then the Gemara says, and this is the part that more directly we need to work on, we did yesterday and today, and Bezos Hashem tomorrow as well. Then the Gemara says, and don't think that we're pulling this svara of saying that the Braisa on Zayin and Mabez is talking about a case of Haisolo Idis Umechara. Don't think that just came out of nowhere. Because it's Mistaber, it makes sense to say that. Because we have another Braisa. We have another Braisa, which tells us that if you have Baininus and Ziboris, then what is the din? Good. The Nizak gets from Ziboris, and the Isha and the Baal Chov collect from the Baininus. So on the surface, we have Kashya and Ahavadi, and we have a stira between the two Braisos. So the Gemara says, as the first answer to the stira, what's the simple distinction between the two cases? That one case is talking about Haisa lo idis umachara, and therefore there's a shibud that the case which is the point of contention is the Baal Chov. Right? The other details aren't really so significant. It's what does the Baal Chov collect? Does the Baal Chov collect from the Baininus, or does the Baal Chov collect from the Ziburis? So the first answer is that we're talking about a situation of Haisa lo idis umachara, that he had Idis and he sold it, and therefore there was a Shibud, and that's what's going on in the Braisa on Zayin Amud Beis. Right? Zayin Amud Beis is talking about, right, Haisalo Idis Umachara,
And Chesed Aleph is talking about Lo Oisel Lo Vidusim Makara. And therefore,
at this point, what are we assuming about the bigger question of Bishalo or Bishalolam? This answer is assuming that we're saying good, Bishalo. So if we're saying Bishalo, then that's the pshat in Chesem and Aleph. That his bainanus is the only piece of land that he had. It gets upgraded to Idis because it's subjective. It's Bishalo based on what this person himself has. So he gets from the bainanus, and the Baflo gets from Ziboris. That was the first answer the Gemara has. Then the Gemara we had yesterday offered a second resolution to the two brisos. This time the Gemara says that, and Rashi filled it in for us to make sure that we're 100% clear, that the assumption of the Gemara now switched. Right? Ibayis Ema is not another support to Bishel Olam with maybe a different Knech, which is what some of the Tosfos HaRosh and some others assume is what is the difficulty in this Gemara, that this is not the normal derech of the Gemara to have such a big switch within Ibayis Ema. But that's what the Gemara is suggesting, and that's why the Gemara needs so many answers. This answer the Gemara assumes what about the bigger question that we're talking about? Bishul Olam. Good. And how are we miyashev? How do we explain the two brisas?
Shavin.
Yeah, Rachman.
Zion is one that's not equal to Jesus the ball.
Zayin Amabez.
It is
Zayin Amabez is talking about when it is
not equal.
It's not equal.
Okay. So how does the case make sense if that's true? Yeah. What is it not equal to?
Yeah.
What
the Benis is not equal to the Idis of the Olam.
The Benis is not equal to the Idis of the Olam in this case.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. No. That's why the Bein Baal Chov gets
Bein. Yeah, that's why in this case, that's why if it is equal to, then what's it called? Then the Baal Chov should get Ziboris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, so the case on Zayin Beis is talking about
Shalom Bein Nis is not equal to Ziboris at all.
Bein Nis Shalom. We're going to be more specific. Is less than.
Less than.
It has to be less than. We explained that point yesterday. Not just not equal to, but less than. Right? It is Sholom. And the case on Ches Amar Aleph is talking about when Benon is Sholom equals it is Sholom. Therefore, since we're holding Bishop Olam, the Benon is becomes it is. And that's why the Raisa says that only the Nizak gets from this, because it's a case of Idis and Ziboris. Very good. Very good. So now we move on to case. That's the summary of where we got to as of yesterday. Now we have to move on to case number 3. Okay? Or answer number 4. Case number 3. The third hand. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Is that weird, though, that they're referring to the Mazik's field by the Mazik's value?
Which case are you talking about? In both cases?
I know about it.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And what's the question?
That they're using the Mazik's, I guess, language for his fields, even though they're valuing using the language.
It's categorically speaking the betterness of it. So why using Bein Nis Shalom to equal Olam if it's Shalom?
Right, if you're evaluating, you should use the language.
But I think it's just using categories.
Yeah,
you should
use the language of the categories.
It would have been easier had that been the case. The answer is that since it exists, it's not problematic. And again, it could be that it wanted to bring home that in the case on Zion of Abays, that there was another piece of land that he has also. Right? that he has a piece of Edis land. But yeah, good. Every answer clearly has some weakness in it, because the Gemara is going through four different answers to the. You know, if there's one perfect answer, then the or the Gemara would have zeroed in and focused on that. The fact that the Gemara doesn't, you're right. There are going to be weaknesses in each answer. Fine. Now let's go on to answer number three. Says the Gemara. Again, this case and that case. Kegon shehaisa beninis shelo kebeninis de alma. Okay. So again, just for now, plugging what we just read. What did we just read? That both the cases, right, edi, both cases are talking about what? That beninis shelo equals beninis Sha'ola, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, if that is the case, so what are they? They obviously are coming out with different conclusions, right? In this case, the Bachlo gets from the Beinonis, in that case, the Bachlo gets from the Ziburgs. So they have to be arguing about something. So what are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, Gehafa b'hapligi, Mar Savar Bishelo Hain Shaman, Mar Savar Bishel Olam Hain Shaman. So now, what is their machlokas actually about? One holds that it's Bishelo, and one holds that it is Bishel Olam. Which one is which?
Chesed
Bishelo. Chesed Bishelo, how do you know? Good. Right? Because the Beninus has been upgraded to Idis, halachically, which allows for the Nidizak to collect from it, but not the Balchov. But not the Balchov. If you say it's Bishel Olam, so then, since the Beninus equals the Beninus, so then he has Beninus and he has Ziboris. If he has Beinus and he has Ziboris, so then the Baal Chov gets Beinus because that's what he deserves. The Nizak gets Beinus because that's the best that he has. He doesn't have anything better than that. So even though he's entitled to Meitav, he doesn't have anything better. You never can get more than the person has. Right? We've said that a few times. We don't obligate somebody to go out and buy better land just to be able to pay it up. It's based on what he has right now. So, Zayin Chesem Nav is Bishelo, Zayin Amun Beis is Bishel Olam. So now, again, if you sort of just try to look at it from the global perspective, answer number, in terms of the bigger picture, answer number one, assume that everybody held Shelo. Answer number two, assume that everybody held Bishel Olam. And again, if answer number two is true, right, the nafkamina so far between these two is whether we have an open question still on Rabbi Abba. Right? Rabbi Abba said that it has to be Bishelo. So answer number one was a complete defense of Rabbi Abba. Answer number two may even be a rejection of Rabbi Abba, unless Rabbi Abba can pull another Tana, you know, out of his hat from somewhere and say that there is a Shita that holds Bishelo. But based on everything that we have, Rabbi Abba would be blown out of the water. And answer number three says that that's exactly the machlokas, right? We have, right, machlokas, bishelo, or bishel olam. Which one is it?
So
we really have, what?
This is the stem of Rabbi Abba's machlokas.
Rishmuel bar Abba.
Yeah.
Right, meaning this third answer reflects the original suffix that the Gemara had. Very good, right? We started out on Zayin and Mabez with an open question, is it Bishelo or is it Bishel Olam? Rabbi Abba took sides on that, Misvara, again, maybe he thought it was based on the Pasuk, but his understanding of the Pasuk, he took sides on that and assumed that it has to be Bishelo. So this is not a refutation per se of Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba's Shita exists, But it recognizes that the original suffix of Rav Shmuel Bar Abba is a legitimate question. Because now, it's actually subject to a machlokes tanoim. So the three answers that we have actually reflect the three possibilities that exist in terms of trying to spell out what the opinions are. And these are the three options. I'm pointing that out because Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, when you look at the fourth answer, part of what we need to figure out is, you know, what's the fourth answer coming to do? We already have three answers that cover really all of the options, right? Shelo, Shelolam, and Shelo versus Shelolam.
None of them.
Maybe. Didn't figure out how they're going to answer anything.
Right? Maybe it's a reverse.
Again, we're not going to discuss the maybes because
figure it out.
No, because we didn't see the answer yet. I mean, you have to see what the Gemara says for Ravina before you discuss it. I just want to sort of give you, you know, a preview in terms of thinking about it. And part of what we have to keep in mind when we learn Ravina is, well, which side is he taking on this question of Shelo or Shelolam? Because that really is, in the end, what we are getting back to. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says right now. I don't know if it's a complicating factor or not. So Rashi, though, brings that there is another girsa that exists in answer number three. There's another girsa that exists in answer number three that would not say what we just said it is. Okay, so let's see what Rashi says. Let's see what Rashi says. Says Rashi. That is consistent with our girsa. And he has no idis from the beginning. Uba pligi, it's a straightforward machlokas. Tana de masisa kamaisa, the tana of the first one. Sar b'shelamun shaman, amatlaki shaka bafo bebenis kedine beida sabar b'shelo hey shaman. Right. Gotta hold the cup. Right? Again, Good. The second girsa takes a completely different approach. Well, we're gonna bring the second girsa over to that side of the board just to make sure that we are that we're clear, because it really changes. Again, we still need our Zayin and Mubez versus Custom and Aleph diet. What?
Is this Ibai Seymour coming as a response to the previous one? Or is it... I mean, is it
in what sense?
Is it coming...
Is it addressing what the problem was with the previous answer?
I mean, is it directly coming to support Rabbi Abba? Or is it just coming in general that there's another way...
It seems to be that none of these were coming, other than the first one, were coming directly as a support of Rabbi Abba. It seems that their main concern, one, is to be miyashev this stira. How do we resolve this contradiction that exists between the prices? Agav, what you're going to answer to that will affect the Rabbi Abba issue. Why we need each answer is a very valid question. It's a very valid question. Rabbi Abba may be part of that. Meaning this answer allows for Rabbi Abba to be a... subject to a machlokes tanoim.
Indirectly involves Rabbi Abba.
Correct. That does not seem to be where the Gemara is coming from, though. Yeah.
No, it's just interesting because the Gemara really, it seemed to have been more focused on that.
On what?
Not on the prices contradicting each other, but just on against Rabbi Abba. Whatever.
Really? Where do you see that?
I mean, everything until here.
Oh, until the Gemara brought the stira.
I'm saying, like, you would think, that if the main focus is the stira, it should have been
No, the starting, you're 100% correct. The starting point is Rabbi Abba. We wouldn't have brought up the stira if it wasn't for the discussion that we had with Rabbi Abba. But once we bring up the stira, it's pretty clear that the Gemara is trying now to explain the stira. And that is the thrust right now. Does it have implications? Of course it has implications. Okay. Test the midbeis. Says the Gemara. Lishna Acharina. Fine. So now there's a new... I'm sorry, it says Rashi. Lishna Acharina Garsinan. Idi v'idi kegon sh'aisa beininis shelo ki idis the alma. Idis the alma. Right? Our Gersa said that beininis shelo equals beininis shelolam. This Gersa, according to this Gersa, it's in both cases, right? Idi v'idi, beininis shelo equals idis shaloba.
It's not the fourth answer.
No. This is the alternative girsa in answer number three. At this point, what had changed in the girsa, just right, so far is just one word. The word beninus over here, beninus shalom, is now idis. Right? It's idis shalom.
Why?
Right? We're just pointing out facts. We didn't explain anything yet. But that's what Rashi tells us, right? Again, inside Rashi. Lishnach mina garsina idiv idikon jayin beninus shalom ki idis da alma. Now, on the surface, if we say that that is the, if we say that that's the case, then how are we going to explain the brisas? Something's going to still have to change, obviously, because otherwise the brisas should be agreed. I mean, there has to be a point of contention. Right now, we just set up the background for what both brisas are saying. Umifarshinan lay, and we explain it, hafi. Idi ve idi keshehaisalo idis umachara. There's another point that they both agree on, which is that in both cases, also, right? Haisalo idis umachara. He had idis and he sold it. Now, this idis, l'chora, is not referring to idis based on the olam. It means his idis, meaning he had a better property. Because this beninus already equals. Idis shalom. This sounds like he's saying that they have another property. So now we have two givens in each case of the brisos. Yeah, sure.
Does that mean that this girsa of answer three doesn't have that factor of high tolerated?
Correct.
So we don't even look at that.
The girsas don't even talk to each other.
But answer number two is under low high tolerated.
They're all assumed. Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Just doesn't even talk about that at all.
Well, if it's not a fact, then we would probably wouldn't stick it in. Tosfos may address a little knach in there, but yeah, correct.
So what does all of this do for us in Barshina? So what is the machlokas? Sitana de masnisa kamaisa savar b'shelo hin shamed.
So the masnisa kamaisa, which is the masnisa kamaisa. Zion obeys. This one holds Bishalom. So without seeing the rest of Rashi right now, so then what emerges? If he holds that it is Bishalom, right? If he holds that it's Bishalom,
then his Beninus.
And he holds that, and this piece of Beninus equals Idis. So that's a non-factor according to this brisa.
It's irrelevant, yeah.
Right? It's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. What does matter is the fact that Haisalo Idis Umachara. Right? The only reason that the Baal Chov collects from the Beninus is because Haisalo Idis Umachara, meaning basically, this explanation in answer number three is assuming like answer number one in Zion of the base. Right? Answer, if it's pursuing that Bishalo ain't shaman, and therefore, that's why he collects from the Beninus, because he has a Shibud. It's all about the Shibud from the original time. Hopligi, back in Rashi. Then I was going to Bishalo ain't shaman. The Kegon Dili Didei, have a Beninus. Then therefore, even though for him it's Beinus, Afa Gavdala Alma Idis, even though for everybody else it's Idis, why is that significant? That's just significant in that the Mazik is going to claim my land is, I'm sorry, the person with the land is going to say, you, Baal Chov, should not be able to collect from my Beinonis, because my Beinonis is really Idis. My Beinonis is really Idis. Right? That's why, because again, according to this, right, we didn't discuss in this case, we didn't discuss whether the Beinonis equals Idis or not. When we throw it in here, so what's the advantage? Is that he might have said, you, Baal Chov, why are you bothering me about my Beinonis? My Beinonis is, for the rest of the world, is considered to be Idis. But we don't care about that. Halachically, because we're holding Bishalot, and Haisalo Idis Umachara. Right, so Afa the came and deleted. They have a Beinus. So since for him it's Beinus, Afa got the Lahama Idis. My name is Shale. Even though it's Idis for everybody else, that doesn't matter. A, because we hold Bishalo, and B, because there's a Shibud that exists of Haisalo Idis Umachara. So that is the one on Zion and Beis holds that it is Bishalom. The one on Ches Omer Aleph says the town of Debrachas of Bishalom Hein Shaman, and this one on Ches Omer Aleph argues again the facts of the case are the same, and he holds that it is Bishalom. Therefore, if it's Bishal Olam, and this Beinonis equals Idis, then now the Baal Chov is going to claim, well, you had Idis beforehand. Isn't there some sort of Shibud that exists? He's going to say no. Because my Beinonis, Bishal Olam, is his Idis. And you have no rights to Idis. Again, which is a Chiddush still, that even though there may have been a Shiva then, we're looking at the here and now. And this one's going to say that right now, the Beinonis equals Idis. Therefore, the Baal Chov is pushed down to the Ziboris. Okay? That is a very significant point. The changing of the Gersaos does not only change the pshat, but it also changes what each Tana is holding. See? According to this answer, the Tana Zayin Mabez is holding Bishal Olam. According to that answer, the Tana Zayin Mabez is holding Bishalo. And vice versa. So sometimes when you have a change in, Girsa, so it's just, another case, another possibility. But here it's a very fundamental change. By changing the girsa, you're also changing what the Tanas, what they hold. Just to chart it out, because it's a fascinating point. If this is Zayin and Beis, and this is Ches Omer Aleph, this is what we'll call Girsa 1, our Girsa, and if this is Girsa 2, so this one is Shel Olam, and this one is Shelo, and this one is Shelo, and this one is Shel Olam. Right? Nothing, not earth-shattering, basically what we just said, but maybe just a little bit clearer, right? If you hold a girsa number one, then the machlokas is the one in Zion and Beis is holding Bishalo, and the one in Ches Omer Aleph is holding as Bishalo. If you have the alternative girsa, then that is all flipped. That's all flipped. Again, what the significance is, or how it's possible, or something like that, I don't know if there's any implications, but the point is that in pshat, you have to hold cup even more. But then you have to realize that the implications of the girsa affect which shita is. In the end, Answer number three, according to both your sos, is that there is a machlok, it's about b'shalom versus shalom, as opposed to answer number one, where everybody held it was shalom. Answer number two, when he held it was b'shalom. But the which Tana holds which is going to change. Then Rashi says, "Utfos lashon rishon." Utfos lashon rishon. It's a play on a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if you say two things that contradict each other in one statement, so how do you interpret that statement? Do you go by the first one? Do you go by the second part of the statement? Or do you somehow try to put both together and see if you can make something out of it? And the language that the Gemara uses is Tfos Lashon Rishon. You grab onto the first thing that the person says. So Rashi here is saying, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Rashi is saying that this girsa, according to Rashi, is the one that should be accepted. The one that should be accepted. Why? Rashi doesn't tell us why, right? He presents the other girsa, obviously because it was a girsa that was significantly out there. And B, it seems that also because he wants to say that this girsa is, that the girsa number one is correct, and girsa number two is incorrect. But Rashi doesn't tell us what he doesn't like about the second girsa in the Gemara.
This is just a proposal, but I'm like, why, possibly?
Okay.
Because the whole reason we got into this entire thing was because we brought price in number one to help, to challenge Rebbe Abba. So, and then we brought a shot of that he had Yiddish, but he sold it. Now that Rashi's saying that would be the correct way to view it, maybe he's going back to the beginning.
Say it again? Does that
make any sense?
No, I might have. Maybe I just wasn't following. Say it one more time. I think you might have said something on target.
Okay.
Right, say it one more time.
So why is Rashi choosing that the first girsa is the correct way?
Right. What's the weakness of the second girsa?
I was going to say because
okay,
there's
fine.
A weakness in the second year
Sorry.
Stuff, but just because that the first challenge to Rebbe Abba was that the first brisa on Zion Beis is talking about Bishal Olam. So now that we're definitively saying that it's Bishal O, so it's kind of going back to the source of why we brought the Sira in Rises to begin with.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe. Let's see what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, "Vibo yisema idi viidi kishahaisa beninis shelo kebeninis to alma." So which girsa does Tosfos have?
Rashi's
and ours, right? The girsa that what we've been calling girsa number one, and then Tosfos says explicitly, "Vilo garas ki idis to alma." Don't substitute idis shalom for beninis shalom. But now he's going to say why. Tosfos is going to say, why should we not be gores that is like the idis da'ama? Below gores idis da'ama dekevan dekoi ashelo haisalo idis amai kari le beninis kevan dehavu idis didei uda alma. Yeah, what is Tosfos saying?
I think twofold. That we weren't 100% sure.
Okay.
So I think the first point he's bringing up is that, first of all, he doesn't bring in like Rashi did the whole concept that it must be that they both had land and they sold it. And if you take out that factor, then either way you play it out, it's not going to work correctly. Something like that.
I'm not sure. Can you say that again?
Well, first of all, he's asking why would you call it Beinonis?
Right. Why? What's the problem calling it Beinonis?
Either it's Shalos of Idis, or it's equivalent to Idis.
So which one's he bothered by?
The first one. What do you mean?
Which case is... Which brisa...
So,
Which brisa is Tosfos concerned with?
The one on Zayin
Amud, I think. The one on Zayin Amud. Okay, what's he concerned about?
Because either way, it's going to Idis.
Either way, it's going to Idis. Because once we're saying that the Beinonis equals the Idis.
Or your Beinonis equals Idis.
What?
Yeah, because he doesn't have the concept of that you have the Idis line. He doesn't bring that idea down like Rashi did. So Shalom had to look this.
The what?
He never had Idis in the first place.
He never had Idis in the first place, according to this. In
according
to
this, actually is Idis. Also, it's
otherwise it's Idis. Yeah.
Since it's going back on Shalom Haisalo Idis, am I currently Beinus? Kevin Dao Idis today Ude Alma. Right? Since in this case we're assuming. Not in this case. In this case. Right?
I don't know, I'm lost now.
Again, the problem is similar to the problem that we had last time. If you have any case where both on a personal level, on a shalom level, and on a shalom level, both on a shalom level and on a shalom level, it's considered to be idis, then why calling it bainis? So the case on Chesem Aleph, according to this girsa, we're saying that it goes bishalom. Right? And it's worth idis. So on a global level, this should be called idis. On his personal level, what should it be called? It should be called? Beinonis.
He had idis and sold it.
Ah! According to Tosfos, did he?
No, that's what I'm saying. Only regards
Rashi. Right. So again, there seem to be two points that Tosfos is making. What? Well, it seems to be, and again, at this point, I'm not 100% clear on it. In the case of, again, Rashi threw in that it was Haisolo Idis Umachara. Right? Again, correct? I saw that in Rashi. Rashi says, Idi because Haisolo Benin Shogis Dama. Umefarshinan lehachi that Rashi says, Lich Ora is not what the Girsa says, but Rashi's saying, how I can make sense out of this Girsa. So Rashi says, the only way that I can make sense out of this Girsa is by assuming that this Girsa is holding Haisalokidis Umachara.
Why doesn't Tosos also assume that?
Good. Good. What's the answer to that? Why doesn't Tosfos want to assume, or the opposite maybe, why does Tosfos assume that it's not the case? Right? That's why Tosfos says it. How does Tosfos know that? Why was Tosfos assuming that we're talking about a case when he doesn't have Idis? Tosfos, that's the pashtus of the Gemara.
Right.
We rejected that. That was a few steps ago. So Tosfos says, if the Gemara is going to reinstate now the assumption of Haislo Idis Umachara, which we haven't had in two steps, because again, when the Gemara does an Ibayis Ema, in some fashion it's building, it knows what came before it. And there's something that's weak or something it doesn't like in that answer, and therefore the Gemara moves to another answer. So Tosfos says, again, this is just an important point. In terms of the actual girsa that exists, these are the words in the Gemara. What these words are, Haisalo Idis Umachara, is Perish Rashi. Is Rashi, stuck with the girsa, is trying to understand it. So Tosfos will say to Rashi, why would you assume that? Why would you assume that that's the pshat? Didn't we move away from that already in answer number one? So Rashi will respond, okay. But you now have a problem also, right? Because Tosfos is kasha now, is if it's not a case of Haisalo Idis Umachara, then why in the Braisa on Chesed Aleph is this land called Beinonis? On a personal level, it's Idis, because it's his best piece of land that he's ever had, as far as we know. And on a global level, and we're assuming Bishal Olam, it's also called Idis. So he's, Rashi will tell us, you're right.
Same thing on Zion, too. Same question. I don't get why the question's different when you look at Zion, I bet. It's either Bishalo, which is your, which is, and you only have Bainus and Ziboras, so your Bainus would be Idis, or
right.
You want to do Shalolam, and it's also called Idis. It goes both ways.
If it's Bish. If his Bainus equals. Wait a second. If his Bainus equals. If his Bainus equals Idis.
Shalom.
Just one second. If his Bainus equals Idis Shalom, and he's assuming that it's Bishlo, then. Okay. So Kasha both.
I think either way you look at it, the Bainus.
Okay, fine. Okay, it's just strength. The Bainus does this question stronger. Okay, that's a fair point. Does he. Yeah, Tosos. I made that assumption. Tosos does not take sides in that. So they're each pointing out. The point I'm trying to get at is they're both assuming like the first girsa because they have a problem with the second girsa. There is a confusion when we're looking at it because they mefarish the case in two different ways. They explain the case. Rashi explains the case as Haisalo Idis Umachara. If you explain it as Haisalo Idis Umachara, so then you don't have the problem anymore of how can you call it Bainanis? Because at least at some point there was a better piece of land. Even if that's not what we're going to use, because we're going to say Bishalom, but at least there's an answer to that question. What's the weakness of saying that? It was bothering Tosfos. Which is that we rejected that. We moved away from that in answer number one. So if the Gemara is going to reinstate it, then the Gemara should tell us that. That's not something that we have to add in. The assumption is that it's working out off of the previous case. It's working off what we knew beforehand. So if the previous case, that's what Tosfos says, right? Dekeva Dekoi. It's going on. Ashalo Isolius. Why? How does this know that? Because that's the last thing we said. So until we know differently and we're in an Ibayis Imam, we have no reason to assume that the Gemara shifted away from that. Whatever the important point of the shift in answers is usually articulated by the Gemara. So Tosfos is saying, so must be that it's not a case of Haisolo Idis Umachara. So Tosfos says, it's not a case of Haisolo Idis Umachara, then I don't understand why it's called Bainanis. So Tosfos says the Girsa is weak. So Rashi will say, okay, I can answer that question because I'm going to set it up and that it is talking about Haislo Idis Umachara. What's the weakness of that? Rashi's going to say, well, the Gemara should have. You're right, Tosfos. The Gemara should have said. So both of them, almost for the same reason, end up rejecting the Girsa, but they're coming at it from opposite ends. But they're both bothered by both questions. It's just a question of which one are they assuming first. Right? Rashi, in order to avoid Tosos' question, comes on to a difficulty in the pshat of that we're assuming now it's Haislo Idis Umachara, the Gemara never said it. Tosfos says, I'd rather go with the Pashut reading of the Gemara. The Pashut reading of the Gemara is that we're not talking about Haislo Idis Umachara. If we're not talking about Haislo Idis Umachara, then I'm left with a different problem. Why is it called Bainanis? But they're both going to end up rejecting what this
Gears
says. Yeah.
Also, I mean, like, further back with Tosis, like, Lechora, just look at the case of the Gemara. Forget, like, first, second, third, just like, the Braisa itself just says two things. Like, where are we getting this from? Meaning, like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying the logic of Tosis that, like, listen, we already established that it's not, that it's only two Kate, there's only two Teflani has.
Right.
We passed the first case, right? That's what you're saying Tosfos would say. What do you mean? Where are you getting this from?
Rashi. Right.
But further than that, just the Lechora, just the case itself in the Braisa, it just says, Bainanis v'Ziboras. Yeah, but whatever says it is. I'm saying it's even
then,
stronger. On the surface, it doesn't even talk about
that
it.
That doesn't make it any stronger because we already were willing to overcome that in answer number one.
Oh, so you have to play from after that, I guess.
Right.
Okay, also, like, this looks like Tosfos brings in the second issue, not just that, right?
Yeah.
Pounds of Ode.
Yes. So again, so that's the Tosfos. Logos, it is the Amma, the Gaven, the Kvarash, the Lois, the Lidus, Amma, Karli, Beninus, why is it called Beninus? Gaven, the Havu, it is the Amma, since it's considered to be his Idis, his personal Idis, and the Idis of the world. The Ode, the Imkain, if it is true, Hei, Misukma, Hei, the Kasani, Nizokin, Ubaflo, the Bainus, the Mandarin Bishalon Shaman, Bain Landar Bishop, Bain Landar Bishop Olamin Shaman.
Let's go ahead and design on that, I'm pretty sure.
Correct, because the Zainu base has more cases. So Tok, right?
He's saying,
yeah, Zainu Bachel Bain.
Tok's supposed to say, right? Hey, so Gahitika Sunny, Nizakin Ubaflo, Bain Bainus. This time we said that Nizakin and the Bachel get from the Bainus. He's saying you no longer have within this one, it's not clear what he holds. Meaning,
either way, you should get Tziboros. Well,
right. Meaning, what's the raya at this point? We wanted to say that you can be miyashev this tirus this one holds shalom, this one holds shalom. What happens if Zion and Beis holds shalom? Zayin and Bein Tol Shel Olam and Bein and Shelo equals Idis equals Idis equals Idis Shel Olam.
The Bachlof should only get Tziboros in either case. It doesn't matter.
Then the
same thing as the
because the Bein is really Idis. No other, regardless of how you slice it, and the Bachlof would only get Tziboros.
No, I
don't
understand.
Why?
It's it. Yeah, you try.
Yeah, so.
If you hold on Zayin and Beis, that it's Bishal Olam.
Doesn't matter, Bishal Olam, Bishalolam.
Right.
Because either way you slice it, we established that the problem with calling it Bainanis was that it would be Idis either way, right?
Right.
So now go on that. So let's say it's Idis. So
right.
Bainanis becomes Idis.
Right.
If Bainanis becomes Idis, then the Baal Chov has no place to get Bainanis. We'd only get Tziboros.
So that must mean that it holds Shalom.
But Shalom is the same problem.
Why does Shalom have the same problem?
Because if it's Shalom, then his bainness is Idis. And then he still shouldn't get it.
No, because it has that factor of Haitolo Idis.
No, that's Rashi. This is Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't have the Haitolo Idis.
Okay, Tosfos is saying, how does Tosfos understand? Tosfos says that if it's Bishalom, and the bainness is Shalom.
It's basically either way you slice it, this is considered
right, correct.
Idis. Once this is considered Idis, you never
right.
Have this.
Right. Tosfos is saying that the only way. Again, basically what he's saying in the second point is the only way to resolve the Bryce on Zayim and Beis is to throw in Haisul Lovidus and Mechara.
But since he doesn't want to do that, he's throwing it
he
out.
Says you have, well, then
the
Bryce
doesn't make sense. Then.
Right. He doesn't want to throw that in. If you don't want to throw that in, then the Girsa doesn't, doesn't work.
This whole segment?
According to Tosos, if you're not willing...
It's brilliant.
If you're not willing to include Haisul Lovidus Mechara, again, the second point of Tosfos is probably another reason why Rashi says it's better to say this. At least this way, there's a pshat. Right? If you say Haisul Lovidus Mechara, there's a pshat in Zayin Ruiz and Chesem and Aleph. It might be a weaker pshat, but there is a pshat. According to Tosfos, says this Girsa makes no sense. The Girsa is not logical because it hasn't been miyashiv of the problem.
And you would say that's why they don't use the Girsa anymore?
He doesn't say that. He's saying you shouldn't use the Girsa.
It must be the Havim, you know, Gemara to use that Girsa. You know.
That's the weakness in what Tosfos is saying. I mean, Tosfos is so strong in rejecting this Girsa that it leaves you... Well, again, he's just saying that there was a mistake that crept in. And that the Girsa is incorrect. That there's a correct version of it.
You would say that's why we don't use it.
He's going to say it doesn't make sense. Rashi would say that because it's not as good a Girsa, because it requires throwing in a factor, which we haven't had since answer number one. Okay, I know it's a little bit confusing. The most important part is to keep track that we have these three answers, and this is what we are holding. Again, the first answer is going to assume in the end that both agree that it's Bishalom. the second that it's Bishal Olam, and the third that it is a Machlokas. And all of that is going to be significant in terms of trying to figure out, when you look at answer number four tomorrow, what point is answer number four attaching onto? Yes?
Are the next sugyas easier than this?
In terms of the cheshbon, yes.
This is like the most fun thing I've ever had.
Some people are more cheshbon oriented and some people are not. It will get a little bit easier. I'm going to try to keep pushing ahead to get to the Mishnah on Testament Beis when we get back to Avos Nezikin.
Are we switching over?